A group of MPs in New South Wales have called to exempt medicinal cannabis users from the offence of driving with the mere presence of the drug in their system. Last year, the government's drug summit recommended a legislated medical defence for drivers using medically prescribed cannabis, but it has not been legislated. Ruby Ward asked Dr. Michaela Kowalski, research fellow at the National Drug and Alcohol Research Centre, how we can define presence versus impairment in cannabis users on the road.
Yeah, so that is kind of the important question when it comes to driving under the influence of THC or with THC present. So look, what we know from research that's conducted throughout Canada and the US, who are quite further ahead in this field than we are, but also locally at the University of Sydney, is that THC does cause impairment. It is affected by recency. So from research that's come out internationally, is indicating that the impairment can last like up to 3 or 4 hours is the thinking from the time that the THC was consumed. And of course, if this was edibles based, then that time frame gets extended because of it being slow release in the edible form. So they are kind of connected. The challenge in detecting recency and also impairment, and the field that's kind of addressing this is trying to find innovative ways to detect both.
Recently, Army veteran Michael James was charged after being found with cannabis in his system. It had been 12 hours since he had taken the medication. What kind of research has your field been looking into with recent use and impairment of the cannabis?
So, yeah, again, the field is trying to kind of look at both. And there is also this influence of kind of the breathalyzer from alcohol coming into play about hoping to find an equivalent for cannabis. And there are breathalyzers that can detect trace amounts from THC cannabis, particularly if it was smoked in the preceding 2 to 3 hours. It's currently undergoing field testing and validation. It's not available on the market yet, but that's something that's being looked at, again, out of California in the United States. There's also much more common is plasma testing, swabs. Those are kind of much more common and found out in the field. We also know that police around the world try to also use like behavioral tests that are quite similar to tests that are trying to detect impairment from alcohol, but those aren't probably not as well suited for cannabis because the physical manifestations of impairment of alcohol and cannabis are quite different. So those are probably not as reliable.
It sounds like the states have got innovative ways to test these kind of things. What are some global policies around cannabis reforms and cannabis testing?
While there's interesting things happening in the space of cannabis policy reforms throughout the world, as far as kind of approaches to possession, use, even home like cultivation, growing your own cannabis that we see cropping up in different places around the world. When it comes to actually driving, almost all jurisdictions around the world have bans on driving with the presence of THC. There are jurisdictions that have recently tried to put in limits on like levels of THC. So that's in place in Germany and also a few handful of states in the United States. And then a different response we see in policy is policy that tries to ban driving impaired as opposed to driving with THC on board. So the policy scope around the world is kind of following. Most places either don't allow for any THC to be on board or allow for certain levels of THC, such as in Germany. And then again, there's this approach of trying to have a policy where you do not allow for driving under the influence. But again, we see in places like Canada, one of the ways that you can be under the influence or impaired and that can be measured is to see if you actually have THC on board. So it's quite tricky, but broadly speaking, we seem to be in step in New South Wales with what's happening around the world when it comes to driving.
Dr. Michaela Kowalski, a research fellow at the National Drug and Alcohol Research Centre, speaking there with Ruby Ward.